More preparation for ministry. From the first part of June 2000 to December 2000, the Lord showed me many repeated visions. Simultaneously, many special anointings came, along with various hand movements. Often the movements of my hands would include touching my eyes countless times. Frequently, the Lord would also show me beautiful stones, and He would give me many teachings in an easy-to-follow, step-by-step manner. Each of His teachings is very important to me. I feel as if He gives me a wake-up call every day. Each time when I do things wrongly or say ungodly things unknowingly, the Lord lets me know right away so I won't do them again. I know I can never learn enough from Him, but I am trying my very best to learn all I can and to follow Him in all His ways. If I cannot talk about my Lord or read His words, I am very unhappy. It seems as if many people do not want to be around me unless they are like me. Even many Spirit-filled Christians don't want to talk about Jesus all the time. For me, however, He is always first, every waking moment. Even when I go shopping, I tell people about Jesus. I never feel lonely or need anyone's company, because there is so much I enjoy about my Lord each day. His words are sweeter than honey to me. If I spend half a day with someone without God being the center of our conversation, I feel I have wasted my time. I feel a strong sense of urgency related to everything about God, because I know His coming for us is so near. Sometimes the power of His anointing on my hands and arms is so strong that I feel as if my hands are actually breaking apart. One Sunday morning, my hand touched my eyes 36 times, and before each of these touches, my hands made 7 different strange movements. Every Sunday morning I have to pray, spending at least 2 hours with the Lord before I go to church. Then I am ready for the miracle dance. I never watch the time, but He always releases me on time, so I will be ready for church. Our Lord knows everything about us, and He promises to supply all of our needs. See Philippians 4:19. Sometimes my body becomes so weak while I am in the Lord's presence that I drop on the floor before Him. When this happens, I always praise the Father and humble myself before Him. It's only after I conclude this time of prayer with, "In Jesus' name," that I am able to lift my face up. Every Sunday morning, I cry so much in the Lord's presence. This usually happens while I am praying in the sanctuary 30 minutes before worship begins. My tears enable me to humble myself before Him as I thank Him and express my love to Him. During each of my 30-minute prayer sessions before the miracle dance, I behold the Lord's presence either in the pulpit or at the altar. He always talks to me for approximately 10 minutes before the dance. That is why I always cry, and sometimes I even laugh. Fasting was never a part of my Christian life until I began to receive revelations of heaven. At one point during this period, I wanted to fast for 3 days, but on the second day, my body became so weak that I could hardly walk, so the Lord told me to stop. He said,
"You don't have to fast to show me how you appreciate my blessings in your life, for I already know your heart."
Even so, I still wanted to fast every Sunday for the Lord, just to show Him I respect and honor Him for what He has done for us, and I wanted to sacrifice something for Him, so I told my husband about it. I wanted to fast from Saturday after dinner to Sunday dinner. This would be a full 24 hours of fasting for every week. Roger indicated that he wanted to participate in fasting with me, so we have been fasting this way since. During these fasts, I drink only water, and Roger drinks coffee. We are striving to make each Sunday truly the Lord's day from morning until bedtime. The Lord told me that after He starts my ministry, we must stop fasting. He said,
"You will need strength to serve me."
He always knows what is best for us. I only know how important it is for us to spend every minute of our time with the Lord on Sundays, instead of going shopping and eating out and being surrounded with ungodly people on the Lord's Day. If we have a chance to preach the gospel, however, it is a different story.